Chafei Amid Aleph. Okay, let's just start again from this Gemara. I think we learned it last week. We're 13 lines from the bottom. Chafei Amid Aleph, 13 lines from the bottom. If you remember, there was a story in the Mishnah that Rabbi Gamliel accepted certain testimony, and Rabbi Yeshua didn't. And Rabbi Gamliel decreed that on the day that Rabbi Yeshua thought was Yom Kippur, he has to come to him. So, so in the Mishnah it says that Rabbi Kiva saw that Rabbi Yeshua was upset, and he said to him, don't worry about it, Rabbi Gamliel can do whatever he wants, and that's acceptable by Hashem, because it was given up to Beis Din. So now the Gemara says a similar thing in the Braisa. 13 lines in the bottom. Halach Rabbi Kiva umatzei meitzer. Rabbi Kiva went and he found that he was upset. So the Gemara says, Barluhu, mi meitzer. Who was upset? Rabbi Kiva meitzer, Rabbi Yeshua meitzer. The Mishnah doesn't, you can learn the Mishnah two ways. That Rabbi Kiva was upset, that Rabbi Yeshua was upset. So the Gemara asks, who was really upset? So he said, hey, what's this? What happened to this one? New one?
Or the old one.
What happened?
Maybe this works better.
The other one doesn't work? So he says, Tashma, well, to come out, bring you a proof. The Tanya says in the Braise, Holach Rabbi Kiva, Omotel Rabbi Yeshua, Kshu Meitzer. It says in the Braise, Rabbi Kiva went, and so Rabbi Yeshua was upset. Amalei Rabbi Minimiata Meitzer. So Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, who happened to be the teacher of Rabbi Akiva, he said to him, Rabbi, why are you upset? Amalei, so he said to him, Akiva, Royle Sheyipu Lamata, Yubeis Chaydish. I'd rather, become bedridden. Sheyipa lemita yud beis chaydish. I would rather be in bed for 12 months. Val yigzar lai gzeirazu, and he should make such a decree on me that I should have to come on Yom Kippur. And I was be sure that it was upset. What do you mean I'm going to have to carry on Yom Kippur? He said I'd rather be in bed for 12 months sick than have to do this.
But if a
tzaddik
says that, doesn't it come true sometimes?
One second. Amalei, Rabbi Kiva said to him, Rabbi. Tasheni lemele fenecha davar achot shilamaditani. Can I tell you something you taught me? It's interesting. Rabbi Yeshua didn't teach it to him, obviously. But Rabbi Kiva said to him, can I remind you some, not remind, can I tell you something you once taught us? Amalei, Amar, so Rabbi Yeshua said to him, say. Amalei, so he said to him, Ari Omer, it says in the Torah, Atem, Shalish Pa'amim. Concerning the Yomim Tevim, it says, the word atom 3 times. Okay? Now, it says, what does it say 3 times atom? Atom afilu shegegen, even if Bezni made a mistake. Atom afilu mazidim, even if they did it deliberately wrong. Atom afilu mu'atim mitoim, even if they misled, they were misled in making Rosh Chodesh when they did. And nevertheless, it's good. So, Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Shur, Rabbi, he said, it doesn't really matter. Because if Ram Gamliel proclaims Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah when he did, it's done. It doesn't really matter. That's the halacha. That's when it becomes Rosh Hashanah. So Baloshin as Amr, he said to him, and this answered him, Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva nichamtani nichamtani. Akiva, you comforted me, you comforted me.
What means he comforted?
He said, he told Rabbi Kiva, now I feel better that I'm not going to be Mechal Yom Tif. Rabbi Shua was afraid he was going to be Mechal Yom Kippur because Rabbi Gamliel made a mistake.
And
the Chama, you comforted me. You comforted me that I'm not going to have to do it. Okay, now the Gemara says, in the Mishnah said, Balei Eitzer Rabdeisa ben Hurkinis. He went to Rabdeisa ben Hurkinis. And Rabbi Kiva, what did Rabbi Deisa ben Hurchinus say? He said to him, in the Mishnah, said the following statement, that he said to Rabbi Kiva, he said to Rabbi Yeshua, if we're going to start questioning all the Bezdins from the days of Meshur Rabbeinu, it's going to be big problems. What a Bezdin does is done. Okay, that's what he told Rabbi Yeshua, that he should feel proper. Tan Rabban learned, it says in the Braise as follows, why doesn't it say the names of these zakenim? And he quotes as follows, where Rashi explains it. In Meshe Rabbeinu's Bezdin, it says that there was Aaron, Nadav, and Avihu. And then it says Shivim Skenim. Okay? Now, in one group it says Meshad Nadav and Avil, and the other one it says Shivim Skenim. So the question, why doesn't it say those names? Mm-hmm. Why doesn't it say the names of the elders, which you know they are? Shalei Merodam, the people shouldn't say, Plaini Kamei Shivadin. Is this person as great as Meshav Adin? Is Plaini Nadav Avil? And is these two people as great as Nadav and Avil? Are they Plaini Kelda the Maidad? Not. What does it mean? So basically we told him is as follows. You can't start comparing, like people are going to say, who are rabbis today? What are they like? Meshav Rabbeinu. Why should I listen to them? So it says, what it means is, as the Gemara is going to explain, the leaders of every generation, this is what you have, this is what you got. And this is what you have to go according to. He says, the amen, he says another thing. He said, Shmuel said to the people, Hashem, Hashem, Meshav Esadin. Hashem produced Meshav Naren. And he continued, and he says, Vayishalach Hashem es Yeruvol vas Bedon. Hashem said, Yeruvol and Bedon. These are people. Vesyirta Veshmuel. And Yiftach and Shmuel. So it says, who are these people? Yeruvol is Gidin, who was one of the Shoftim in Tana and in the book of Shoftim. Why is he called Yerubal? He used to fight with the idols. Meaning he used to fight for Yiddishkeit. Bedan is a Shimshon. Bedan refers to Shimshon. Oh, Shimshon. Bedan. So why is Shimshon called Bedan? Because he came from Dan. And Yiftach Kamashmoy. So it says in the Pasuk as follows, Hashem made Meshav Naren, and then it says, Hashem made Yerubal, who's Gidin, Bedan is Shimshon, and Yiftach. So he says, the Amen, it says, Meshadim Mechayena v'shmul b'kerish mei, that Meshav Naren in the Kohun, and Shmuel in the calling of the names, Shokal HaKesh v'kos v'shleish Kali Elam, v'shleish Chamuri Elam. The Torah equates these last three people, Shimshon, Gidin, and Yiftach, like Meshav Naren and Shmuel. L'cheira, how can the Torah compare Yiftach, as the Gemara says, was not such a great guy? But in his generation, he was the greatest. So Leimelach to tell us, Yeruval b'derei k'meshi b'derei. Yeruval, meaning Gidin, his generation, was like Meshav in his generation. B'dan b'derei was like Aaron in his generation. And Yiftach b'derei k'shmuel b'derei. Lamcha to teach us, Shafilu kal shebekalim, even if the most insignificant of insignificant, v'nisman panasalatzibu, yet was appointed a leader over the community, hayru ka'abir shebabinim, like the most distinguished of the distinguished. The amen, it says in the pasuk, ubos al kainim alivim, you should come to the kainim from Shevet Levi, v'al shevet asheyah bayomim ahem. And to the judges that will be in those days, the pasuk says as follows, you have a problem, go to the judges in those days. So the Gemara says, no, but are you going to go to the dead judges? Of course you have to go to the judges of those days. I mean, what's the Torah saying, you should go to the judges? Why does it say of those days? Should the guy go to a judge who doesn't exist in his generation? Why does the Torah have to say, go to the judge of your generation? To teach us, meaning, the Torah says you need not to seek anybody else but the one you have in your own days. That you're not allowed to say that the early generation was better, therefore we don't need these people, they're worthless. Every generation, the poskim of the generation are like Meshav Rabbeinu in their generation. One second. So what did Abdesa ben Horkinus tell Rabbi Yeshua? He says, Rabbi Gamliel might not be Meshav Rabbeinu, but he's the head of our generation. That's it. He paskined that this is Rosh Hashanah, and he therefore his day of Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. And when he says it, it's done, and you have to go on Yom Kippur to his place. What?
Were the members of the Sanhedrin, were they picked, or were they, I mean, how were they like, moved up to that position? The members of the Sanhedrin?
Well, it worked in a procedure. There were 70 people. The greater ones sat closer to the middle. It was a semicircle, like this. Okay? With the two people, the Nasi and the Av Bezdin, sitting in the front. The ones closer to them were obviously the greater ones. Right? Then if somebody passed away, one of the greater ones passed away, so the next one in command moved a chair closer, so to speak. And then they would appoint a new judge from greater people, but let's say younger, not as great. And then with time they became greater, and they moved up.
But originally, I mean, the first 70 were they don't get it from like inheriting it.
The first 70 was Hashem appointed Moshe Rabbeinu's time. Then in every generation, there's a concept of the elders. In the olden times, they had smicha, not smicha like today. They actually the leaders of the previous generations put their hands on them and instilled within them this power to paskin shilas and give fines and all that. So there's a Gemara there. So Rabbeisa said to Rabbi Yeshua, don't feel bad because we don't feel bad because Rabbi Gamliel is the leader of our generation. Now there is a din that if one of those dayanim had a son that was worthy, he had precedence before everybody else. But in Chumash it says Moshe Rabbeinu had a son, Gershon, and he wanted. He had two sons, Gershon and Eliezer, and he wanted Gershon and Eliezer, and he wanted Gershon. I mean, and he wanted his son to take over the leadership after him. Hashem said, "No, it's Yeshua." When the Baal Shem Tov passed away, the Baal Shem Tov had a son by the name of Reb Tzvi. And after the Baal Shem Tov passed away on Shavuos, Reb Tzvi took over the leadership after the Baal Shem Tov. But on the first yahrzeit of the Baal Shem Tov, when Reb Tzvi was sitting at the head of the thing, he said, I don't remember exactly, if his father came to him, the Baal Shem Tov came to him and said that he should give over leadership to the Maggid.
Maggid of Mezud?
Yeah. And he took off the white garment that he had, they put on the Maggid, and the Maggid said Torah, you know. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Rabbanan said, when Rabbi Yeshua came to Rabbi Gamliel on the day that Rabbi Yeshua thought was Yom Kippur, Kivin Shira'ei say, when Rabbi Gamliel saw Rabbi Yeshua coming, Amid Mikisa, he got up from his chair, V'nashkal Reishin, he kissed him on his head. Okay? Amalei, Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi V'talmidei. Shalom Aleichem, my Rabbi and my student. So he says, what does that mean? Rabbi Shilamadit Tani Teira Berabim, because you taught me Teira in public. And the Mefarshim discussed, they don't really know anywhere in Shas that Rabbi Yeshua taught Rabbi Gamliel Teira. But Rabbi Gamliel said, you taught me Teira, V'talmidei, and you're my student, Shani Gezer Alecha Gzeira, that I decreed upon you a decree, V'ata Mekayim Ketamim, you listen to me like a student. Today's students don't listen, but in those days students used to listen. Ashri Adur. So he says, Rabbi Gamliel continued, said, praiseworthy is the generation, She'agdeilim nishmoyim naktanim, that the greater submit to the authority of the lesser, meaning, as the Mepharshim explained, Rabbi Gamliel in this case considered him lesser. He said that the greater ones, Rabbi Yeshua, listen to me. But Kavachomer, certainly, Ktanim l'gdeilim, how much more so that the lesser listen to the greater. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Kavachomer? That the lesser have to listen to the greater? Achiyuvi, it's an obligation that the lesser should listen to the greater. Ela, what does it mean? Miteich shagdeilim nishmoyim l'ktanim. Since the greater submit to the lesser, in this case, I could be sure listen to Rabbi Gamliel. Neisim ktanim kavachomer ba'atzim. The lesser will pay a kavachomer to themselves and say, if the greater can listen to us, we should for sure listen to them. And this finishes the perek of Eina Makirim. Okay, next perek, Ru'u Bezdin. Now starts in this going back to Kiddush HaChodesh. What happens if Bezdin and all the Jews saw the moon at night? You know, the night of Rosh Chodesh. But they still checked out the witnesses, because witnesses still came. v'leispik uleimim mekudish. And Bez didn't have an opportunity to say mekudish. Asher choshcha until it got dark, the din is a reza meuber becomes a leap month. Meaning as follows: what happened on the night of the 29th? Everybody saw the month, the moon. But like we're learning in the Gemara, you still need Adam to come and testify that they saw the moon. But it was already getting closer to night. You know, the moon came out a little bit earlier. Everybody saw the moon, which would mean tomorrow would be Rosh Chodesh. The 30th day would be Rosh Chodesh. But Beis Din didn't have an opportunity to say Mekudesh. Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Like we learned that it's sanctified month. Until it got dark. Now at night, Beis Din can't proclaim Mekudesh. That's the reason why, if you forget Yalav V'Yovei and Ma'ariv and the Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, because Beis Din is not allowed to sanctify the moon at night, because it says B'Yoim, okay, by day. So now the problem is, everybody saw the moon during the day, which meant the next day would be Rosh Chodesh, but they didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh.
So everybody's a witness then.
Right, but they still didn't have an ability to do it. So it has to become a full moon. So then the 31st day becomes Rosh Chodesh. By default.
I thought there's no 31st day.
No. That means the month has 30 days, and Aleph becomes on the 31st day. Okay, now the Mishnah continues and says, "Ru'u Beis Din Bilvad." What happens if only Beis Din saw the new moon? There are no other witnesses but Beis Din. The problem is, and the Tosafot says it's speaking about a Beis Din of 23. Yeah? So now, Beis Din of 23 saw the moon. The problem is, you need a Beis Din, you need witnesses, but Beis Din is the witnesses, so what should they do? The Mishnah says, Yam Dushnayim, two of them get up. Okay? And V'yayid B'fneihem, they should testify in front of them. And that is, V'yayim Mekudesh Mekudesh. And then the head of the Beis Din says Mekudesh. So two out of the 23 become witnesses. And the rest become a Beis Din. And the head says Mekudesh.
But the only exception were judges to be witnesses?
They're not judges yet. They might be by profession judges, but they're not judging this case. A judge can become a witness only in the case that he has to judge, not in another case. So they didn't judge on this case. And then it says, Rosh Leishavein Beis Din, what happens if three people saw the moon? And they're part of the Beis Din, so what should they do? Yam Dushnaim, two people should stand of the three. V'yeshivim mechavereim etzel ha-yochid. And they should put two next to him. Now, this is speaking, let's say, in any case. Okay? Two of them have to testify, and then you need other people to make it at least three. Because you need a Beis Din, at least, not for Kiddush HaChodesh, but at least for other things. And you take another two people, put them by the remaining. What happened? Three people saw something, right? So you need a Beis Din of three, but two witnesses. So you take two out of the three and make them witnesses. Then you take two other people, make them into the three. Add them to the one to make three. And then the two the one takes another two next to them. V'yidu b'fneihem, and they testify before them. V'yayimim mekudesh mekudesh, and they say mekudesh mekudesh. And then, shein yachad nemen ayidei atzmi, and an individual judge is not believed to testify on himself about the moon. So you need at least a Beis Din of three. So what happens if if a Beis Din of three saw the moon? So what do? They take two of them become witnesses. They take another two dayanim, and that they become that. They become the best. Okay, now the Gemara says, the Gemara asks a question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said it then, that if all the Jews and Bez Din saw the moon, and they didn't have an opportunity to say Mekudesh until it became night, they have to postpone Rosh Chodesh by a day. Right? By the way, the simple meaning of the Mishnah, it comes out, was because the obvious question, if they saw them the night of the 29th, why couldn't they the next morning proclaim Rosh Chodesh for the 30th? Mm-hmm. It's being explained that they did it after too late. In other words, they saw the moon during the 30th day. And Bezdin couldn't make that day Rosh Chodesh. That means at the end of the 30th day, okay, everybody saw the moon. Now if Bezdin said Mekudesh that day, the 30th day would have been Rosh Chodesh, Aleph. But they didn't have a chance to do it until the 30th became night, so they had to make the next day Rosh Chodesh. Okay, even though they saw the moon a little bit earlier yet. Okay. Then it says, "Lamely the Mister O Bezin Chol Yisrael." Why does it have to say Bezin and all the Eden sword? What do you need both for? What do you add by saying Chol Yisrael? The main thing, Bezin didn't have a chance to do say Mekudesh. So the main thing over here is Bezin, not that everybody saw it. So he says, "How could I?" I mean, I would think, "Hilvero Chol Yisrael Bezin Chol Yisrael." It is because it's a problem. If all the Jews saw the moon, so that means, as far as everybody's concerned, they know for sure it should be Rosh Chodesh. And yet we're pushing it off for the next day. So I would think maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we shouldn't push it off for the next day. We should make it a full moon, full month. Kamash Malon. It teaches us no. It's a requirement. You can't do anything about it. Bez Din has to say Mekudesh during the day. And it doesn't matter that everybody saw it and everybody knows that it should have been Rosh Chodesh. Bez Din has to do their job. Bez Din cannot say Mekudesh at night. And that's it. Okay, now the Gemara says, "V'kivin the Tana rov Bezdin Chol Yisrael." But once the Tana says that Bezdin and all the Eden saw it, nechgro eidim lamali. Why do they have to check out the witnesses? The Mishnah sounds very strange. Simply, the Mishnah says, if everybody saw the moon, Bez Din, all the Jews saw the moon, but by the time they finished interrogating the witnesses, it was, what do you have to interrogate witnesses for? The purpose of interrogating witnesses is to make sure that you think Taka saw the moon. But if everybody saw the moon, what are you afraid that everybody's lying? I mean, everybody saw the moon. So the Gemara says, why do you have to check out the witnesses? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Hachi, come, and this is what it says. It's either or. Not everybody saw the moon and they didn't have a chance to check out the witnesses. It's either everybody saw the moon or in a case where not everybody saw the moon and they were relying on witnesses and the witnesses came late. And by the time Bezin got to them to say Mekudesh, it was too late. But Taka, you're right, the Gemara says. If everybody saw the moon, mm-hmm. What do you have to interrogate witnesses for? There's no need to interrogate witnesses. So that's what it says, Inami Nechru Edim. It means, or, alternatively, if they didn't have a chance to check out the witnesses before nightfall, for they speak Olayme Mekudesh, and they didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh, Achach HaShech until it became dark, Hareizem Ober, the month is full. Meaning it's a new month, a day later.
So if everybody saw it, then it's right away Rosh Chodesh then.
Huh?
If everybody saw it, then it's right away Rosh Chodesh, right?
No. He says, what happens if everybody saw it?
Right.
But in order for it to become Rosh Chodesh, Bezdin must say Mekudesh.
Why didn't they just say it?
Because they didn't have a chance. For whatever reason. By the time they got together, you know, in order just to get a few Jews together. Until whatever it was, or he brings down here another interesting thing. Some commentators will learn that the judges were too busy with pressing issues to sanctify the month. The budget didn't have it yet, for whatever reason it is. But just because everybody saw the moon doesn't mean it's Rosh Chodesh. Bezdin must say Mekudesh. If they don't say Mekudesh, it's not good.
But when do they torch to notify the others? The following night? Because first they have to proclaim it in the morning, and then at that
correct.
Night.
Correct.
The night after.
The night after. And then when the torches were lit, everybody knew that previous day, like if it was Monday night, everybody knew Monday was Rosh Chodesh.
And that's why it's 2 days, because of that. Is that why it's 2 days? Because it was already proclaimed, and then the following night it was lit. So no, that's not the reason.
The reason is because a month is really 29 and a half days. And you can't make Rosh Chodesh midday. So basically, a lot of times, seeing the moon is after 29 days, after 30 days. And because the moon is 29 and a half days, that's why our calendar is 1 month, 2 days, 1 month, 1 day, or 2 days, 1 day, with a few exceptions along the way. And in certain years, Cheshvan and Kislev, every month is set, if it's 29 or 30. Except Cheshvan and Kislev sometimes can both have 29, sometimes 129, 130, and sometimes both 30.
But if that's the only reason, then also in Israel they should have 2 days because of
they
that.
Do have 2 days, Rosh Chodesh.
That's right.
Rosh Chodesh is exactly like us. The only question is Yom Tov.
Yom Tov.
But they knew which one was Yom Tov. But it depends. Sometimes the month had 29 days because, again, if it's 29 and a half days, right? So, and the next month, this month is 30 days, the probability of seeing the moon on the 29th day is greater because you added a half a day, so you're going to see it half a day earlier. Mm-hmm. The truth is, Bezdin can figure out exactly. That's the whole Rambam Kiddush HaChodesh, to figure out, before the witnesses came, Bezdin did it mathematically, according to the Seder that the Rambam gives. Bezdin figured out mathematically and according to astronomy exactly if it's possible to see the moon or not. And if Bezdin figured out that it's impossible to see the moon, not because of clouds, I'm just saying the position of the sun, that's the whole thing. You have to know the position of the sun and the position of the moon in relationship to each other and in relationship to Earth. Okay, because the moon reflects the sunlight, but you have to know the in the position compared to Earth, if it's possible on Earth to see the moon based on the sun's connection where the moon is and where the sun is. So Bezdin figured out if it's possible. If the guy came when Bezdin knew for sure it was impossible to see the moon, they knew right away the guy was a liar. If it was possible to see the moon and the witnesses came, so Bezdin said, fine, then he's then he's truthful.
He said, find somebody who lied to what they do, though.
They would punish him.
Maybe he wasn't lying, maybe he was imagining.
That's why Ram Gamliel had this thing, and they interrogated the witnesses to such an extent, they say, maybe you saw a cloud that looks like that, or, you know, maybe you saw the street light that looks like the moon, you know, whatever. There's a story about a guy who once was not here. Whatever, a guy was doing Kiddush Levana. They came out, they said, there's no Levana. He was doing it to the street light. He thought the street, he was an old man. He thought the street light was the Levana. You know, it looks like a little, you know, shining, yeah.
But it's still conforming with mathematical.
100%.
Making sure that it's correct.
And if there was a false interrogation, I mean, like a false witness, would they give him lashes?
Yeah, Malchus, for any false testimony, you get punished. It's a lav. It's a negative commandment, and you lied, and you get whipped.
If he intentionally lied.
Right, well, obviously, you know.
If he's of a brutal, he comes along with us.
They wouldn't. If he's senile, they're not going to take him as an aide. Okay, now the Gemara says, but given the Tana Shachashecha Reizam Uber, but if it says that in the case, if they didn't proclaim the moon until it became dark, Lami Lemisne Chakira Seidim Klal, why do I need to teach us the case of interrogation of witnesses at all? Meaning, if Beis Din saw it and they didn't have a chance to say Mekudesh, it's no good. So for sure in the case when they test checking out their witnesses and didn't have a chance to say it before night, for sure it's no good. In other words, if Beis Din saw it and they didn't say Mekudesh until at night, it's no good. So of course if they didn't check out the witnesses until night, for sure it's no good. I mean, why do I need both cases? So it says, I need it. Why? Because al kedai tachamina, I would think tave chikira sa'edim ketchilas din. There's a din as follows. You're not allowed to start a din at night. But if you started it during the day, tchilas din, you're allowed to make a ruling at night. That's the halacha. Motion capital punishments, you're not allowed to make a ruling at night. That's the halacha. Because the Torah says biyoyim. Everything has to be in court by day. But there's a din that if it's chilas din, and mekudish, mekudish, kegmar din, and mekudish is like the end of the din, okay, that what? V'lekatshe b'layla, that you sanctify it at night. Why? Midid avet din imamis, because it's similar to monetary judgment. And the Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, din imamin is done in b'yayim, v'gayimim b'layla. Din imamin is you can start during the day, and you can rule at night. But hachanam, I would think also, Mekatshe b'layla, you could do it at night. Why? Because you began during the day by investigating the witnesses. So I would think that Kiddush HaChedesh is similar to monetary laws. And just like by monetary laws, if you started during the day, you could do it at night, finish it at night. So I would think in the case of Mela, when Beis Din saw it, you didn't start yet. But I would think in the case when you're interrogating the witnesses, I would think the fact that you started during the day would make me allowed to paskin at night. So it says, Kamashma, and the din is you can't do it. But the Gemara says, Eimach and Amba, but maybe, yeah, why not? If it's like mominous, if it's like monetary laws, why not? So the Gemara says, Amakro, we learn now from a pasuk. It says, Kichaik li Yisrael hu, it's a chaik for Yidin, Mishpat l'alakei Yaakov, it's an establishment for Hashem. Meaning, Eimach avachaik, when is it a statue? Bigmardin. At the end of judgment. And yet the Torah calls Mishpat. And this is speaking about Rosh Hashanah. Tiku b'chayru shefar, k'chayk li Yisraelu. That means, the Pasuk can tell him what we say Yom Chamishi, in the Yom Chamishi. So it says that it's Tiku b'chayru shefar, Rosh Hashanah, it's k'chayk li Yisraelu, Mishpat l'keyak. When is it a chayk? When Beis Din proclaims it. And yet the chayk is called Mishpat. And just like Mishpat has to start during the day, to say Mekudesh also has to be during the day. Like you said, V'kokorim Mishpat, Ma Mishpat Bayayim, just like judgment has to be by day, as it learns out from the Pasuk, Bayayim Hanchila Yezbanov, that by inheritance it says the day you will give it over to the children, Avhochen Ambe Bayayim, the same thing, the proclamation of Rosh Chodesh has to be during the day. Okay. Then the Gemara asks another very simple question. And the Mishnah said a din that if Beis Din saw it, they need two out of three to testify, and then take two more to make a Beis Din. The Gemara said, why should listening be better than seeing? The Gemara is asking a very simple question. Why do you need witnesses if Beis Din saw it? Is Beis Din seeing the moon less valid than listening to witnesses who saw the moon? So I'm going to ask you a very practical, simple question. The Mishnah said, if three people of Beis Din saw the moon, two become witnesses, they take two more rabbis to make it three, and they say it in front of them that they saw the moon. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Why do you need that for? If Beis Din saw the moon, why isn't that better than witnesses testifying? Mm-hmm. What's the whole concept of witnesses? The whole concept of witnesses is to tell Beis Din something happened. If Beis Din saw it, what do they need witnesses for? The Mishnah says, if three people as Beis Din saw the moon, so they can't just say Mekudesh. They need two or the three to testify to the Beis Din that they saw the moon, and Beis Din hears the testimony and says Mekudesh. Why shouldn't seeing the moon be better than listening to the moon? That they saw, that they heard that the moon came. Sigmar says, Amai, Leitehe Shmiya Gdele Miriya, how can listening be better than seeing? And the question really is stronger. Rashi explains the question of the Gemara which much different. L'cheira, the Torah says, al pishnai meidim yakum davar. I'll give you an example. The Gemara's question is not by murder. If a Bezin was walking in the street, yeah, Bezin went for a stroll, and they saw a murder, Beis Din cannot be the Beis Din of that case. They saw a murder, what do you need witnesses for? They saw the murder. In other words, the simple question is, if two witnesses came to Beis Din and said Reuven killed Shimon, Beis Din's going to kill Reuven. So if they saw it themselves, so sure they should be able to kill Reuven. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So this the Gemara doesn't ask. Why? Because there's a din, al pi shnayim edim yakum davar. You need two witnesses to testify. By Kiddush HaChodesh, by the moon, you don't need witnesses. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Reish Chodashim. That we're going to read in a few weeks, Parshas HaChodesh. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. This month, okay, so the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the moon. He says, what do you mean? How much of the moon... So it says, Hazeh means this moon. HaChodesh is, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the moon. And he said, Kazeh Re'eh V'Kaddish. If you see it like this, Kazeh Re'eh V'Kaddish. If you see it like this, you can make it Reish Chodesh. What do you see from that? That you don't need witnesses. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, if you see the moon like this, make it Reish Chodesh. So the Gemara asks, over here you don't need witnesses. It's not like a regular din where the Torah says you must have witnesses. Mm-hmm. The Torah says you need to see, this is the moon that needs to be seen. But you don't need witnesses. So the Gemara is asking a very simple question. Why do I need witnesses? To testify to the Beis Din, if Beis Din saw it themselves. Why can't Beis Din just say Mekudesh? They saw the moon, they saw the proper shape of the moon, they saw it to the Shchedish. Why can't Beis Din just say, you don't need witnesses? That's the Gemara's question.
Let's say
no, the case of the Mishnah is that Beis Din saw the moon. Three guys. So two of the three become witnesses, and the one becomes a Beis Din. You bring another two rabbis to make the Beis Din, right? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, why? Why can't Beis Din just say Mekudesh?
Why can't that guy say that they
don't? Huh?
The third guy that saw the moon, he shouldn't be, according to you, he shouldn't be sitting in the Beis Din also.
Why not?
Because if you said that if somebody sees a murderer, he cannot sit in the Beis Din.
That's because he cannot find merit for the murderer. There's a rule in Allah, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. A witness cannot become a judge in that case. Why not? Because the Torah says, when you judge somebody, you have to be objective. Because the Torah says, V'shaftu ha'eda, v'hitzilu ha'eda. You have to be able to judge him and to be saving him. Okay? Meaning a judge must be objective. If you saw it, if you saw the murder, are you going to be able to be objective?
No.
You're not going to be able to be objective. So you're not. So therefore, a witness can't be a judge. But by Kiddush HaChodesh, it doesn't matter if you're biased.
Why does it matter?
Why? Because the main thing is not to judge the moon if it's guilty or innocent. The question: did you see the moon or not? There's no judgment over here, guilty or innocent.
Isn't the shape supposed to be something?
It's not a question of guilty or innocent. It's a question, did you see the shape of the moon? Didn't you see the shape of the moon? It's a question of being objective or not. And that's why one opinion in the Mishnah says, relatives are kosher to testify for Kiddush HaChodesh. Because not a din of witnesses. Right? It's not a din of witnesses. That's why they even prove it. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron le'emer ha'chidush hazeh lachem. Moshe and Aaron were the first guys that Mekadesh they sanctified the moon. It's not a din, that's what they were saying. It's not a din of witnesses. There are many concepts of witnesses. We learned already, sometimes witnesses make it happen. Sometimes witnesses verify it happens. Right? And sometimes witnesses are basically just to testify that it happened.
All right. I'm just curious. As far as Kiddush Levana, why don't we do it? I mean, why do we have up to the second week of the month to do it?
Our sanctifying the moon is not what Beis Din did.
No, I know.
Because the Jews are likened to the moon, we say a brach on the moon, right? Mm-hmm. But you can only say the moon, the brach on the moon, while the moon is getting bigger. Once the moon starts getting smaller, okay. You're saying a brach on something getting smaller? You don't say a brach on something getting smaller, you say something getting bigger. So, our meaning is to wait for 7 days. Right? Why? Because then you have a half a moon. And the 14th, it's a full moon. So if possible, according to Kabbalah, so when you have a half a moon, when it's something substantial, that's when the proper time is to say Kiddush Levana. But the reason why it's first said, you should, there's a lot of minhagim. Do you know that many people don't, not that you're not allowed to, many people prefer not to make weddings in the second half of the month. With the exception of Adar, Kislev, Elul, because they're good months, you know. But normally, a lot of people in Shvat, let's say, won't make a wedding in the second half of the month. Not that you're not allowed to, God forbid. And nowadays they do in New York also, because it's pushing out enough days. So many weddings they need. Why? Because in the second half of the month, is not as mazeldik as the first half of the month. Because first half the moon's getting bigger. Second half the moon's getting smaller. It's not as mazeldik.